Geetanjali Kolanad. Geeta is locked down in Toronto. I'm locked down in the UK. How are you doing, Geeta?
I'm doing great. I like lockdown.
So you are an academic, a novelist, a dancer, and a practitioner of Kalaripayattu, the Keralan martial art. And we met a couple of years ago, and you came to the Martial Arts Study Conference in Cardiff, and you talked about Indian dancing and Kalaripayattu. And I just wanted to talk to you today about this whole nexus of issues around that. But also, I mean, there's a very sad occurrence, isn't there, that our esteemed friend and Kalaripayattu teacher died recently, Philip Zirilli. You knew him quite well, didn't you?
Yeah, I've known him we were calculating for 26 years. So I'd met him in Brisbane that long ago, and we did work together on a couple of very, for me, very important pieces that were quite definitive of the kind of performance I used to do. So it was very sad for me. We were supposed to work together again. And that project was supposed to start in May, but had to be canceled because of Philip's illness. And then coronavirus, I mean, the two things came together so that I couldn't even come to see him before he died.
So the kind of performances you did would combine Keralan martial arts and dance, or would there be more to it than that?
Well, you know, the initial connection that Philip and I felt was, I suppose, that we both did Kalaripayattu 26 years ago when it wasn't very well known, even in India. You had to go to Kerala if you wanted to learn it. And so that became an immediate point of connection for us. But then the way Philip used Kalaripayattu was as a technique for having presence on stage, something like a way to bring your faculties into usefulness. Mm-hmm. When you were on stage, when that wasn't always to be taken for granted. And certainly as a dancer, it had never occurred to me that this was how it could be used. I just used it as a kind of training for dance technique. You know, this would help me with my...
Is that how you encountered Kalaripayattu? Was it, were you a dancer first and then...
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Yeah. So I was studying a style in India called Bharatanatyam, and it has a lot of stamping. You do it in a kind of a plié position. It puts a lot of strain on your back and on your knees. And I was having serious knee problems. Mm-hmm. And somebody suggested that what I try is the Kalaripayattu massage. So there's a whole bunch of healing techniques along with Kalaripayattu. And so I went to the master in Kerala. Mm-hmm. And he did. He gave me the Kalaripayattu massage, which is done over 14 days, every day for 14 days. Mm-hmm. And it did fix my knee problems. And my knee problems had been so severe at that point that the Western doctor said, you know, this is something I should expect, a kind of osteoporosis, kind of wear and tear on my knee socket that couldn't really be avoided, but the Kalaripayattu massage did offer a great deal of relief. And so I just started going every year from then on. You were supposed to have the treatment once a year. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept going. And also found that that the practice of Kalaripayat was extremely helpful as well. The position, the body positions seem to offer some relief from the Bharatanatyam body positions.
I was going to say, is that the massage where they principally are doing it with the feet? And is that the hanging, or is it a different kind of massage?
No, it's that one. They have a lot of different treatments, and they do offer, like when I was there, there was a woman who had her frozen shoulder, and she had also was there for some massage treatments. And she wasn't having the foot massage, she was having some kind of other type of massage. I didn't really know anything about it at the time, but I had the foot massage. Mm-hmm. And they judge you as being able to take the foot massage if you're in good health and if you're strong. And they just figured that as a dancer, I would be able to take it. And it is, it's quite intense, but it's something quite different from what you expect when you have a massage. It's not a nice, calming, relaxing kind of massage.
And from that you started to practice Kalaripayat as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you train in the
two things had come together. I had my knee problems, but also there were other people using Kalaripayat as part of actor training technique. So I had seen a play by Kavalan Narayana Panikkar, which is why I even knew what Kalaripayat was or how to look for it, is because I'd seen a play of his in Delhi in which the actors were trained using Kalaripayat. And the next day after the play was presented, they had a workshop, and it was in Delhi, and more than 30 years ago. And the person who had written the play and directed the play, he was giving the workshop, and I was the only person who turned up for that workshop. And it was about Kalaripayat, how he used Kalaripayat as a training technique for his actors. And that's how I first found out that it exists. And once I started hearing about the massage technique. And I should have known earlier, because Kathakali, the dance form, also uses Kalaripayat as part of their training technique. And the massage is given to young dancers when they're learning. But I don't know, it had just never really entered my consciousness as being something separate from Kathakali and something that I might want to try myself. And so then I started learning Kalaripayat, and by going to Kerala and having the massage and all that kind of came together. So it's not like the usages of Kalaripayat for actor training were entirely Philip's doing, but Kavalan Narayana Panikkar was doing it. It was already embedded in Kathakali as part of the actor training for young Kathakali artists. And so I guess Philip was developing it in a form that was very interesting for people like me. So by the time I had met Philip, I'd been doing Kalaripayat for a while. I knew that it was available to actors as an actor training technique, but I'd just been doing it as a martial art, and it didn't really occur to me that it had a use for me as a dancer in that mode.
Okay, and as a writer, you have you've been kind of interested in the question of how you can express in writing, in spoken language, the kinds of things that are taking place in the body, or what the body can do. I mean, where are you with working out that kind of that well-worn problem of like, how do you express in words embodied skill, knowledge, feeling, and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed to me that it was really, when I was a dancer, I really thought that I don't even want to go near the problem, that's somebody else's problem. It's not my problem as a dancer, and that as a dancer, all I need to do is dance. And all kinds of theoretical considerations are just not my concern. Mm-hmm. But when academics started writing about Bharatanatyam, or I saw academic writing about Bharatanatyam, and it felt so wrong to me, it felt like they were getting something essentially wrong. Mm-hmm. And I could perhaps bring some kind of, well, it made me angry enough. Some of the wrong things seemed, it made me angry enough that I thought, okay, I'm gonna try to write about it too. I mean, I remember it quite vividly because it was two performances that I could see that one was really amazingly good and one was really amazingly bad. But in the critique about it the next day, these two were held up on the same level, and it just seemed like, oh, this is infuriating. I can't let this go. And so I started writing about Indian dance first. And then, you know, all the kinds of wrong things that people say about Indian dance, a similar kind of thing happened. I mean, it seems crazy to me that Philip's book is still really kind of the only academic book about Kalaripayattu that you can really access that has a rigorous foundation to it. In Malayalam, most of the texts are simply kind of like instruction manuals or descriptive, mm-hmm. and kind of propagate the same abiding mythologies about Kalaripayattu, mm-hmm. that it's very old, for example, and
we've got some internet problems here. I'm not sure.